Penguin Audio presents Iron Duke by Mel Jean Brooke. Read by Faye Adele. Chapter 1. Mina hadn't predicted that sugar would wreck the Marchioness of Hartington's ball. She'd thought the dancing would. Their hostess's good humour had weathered them through the discovery that fewer than 40 of her guests knew the steps, however, and they'd survived the first quadrilles. But as the room grew warmer, the laughter louder, and the gossiping more vigorous, the refreshment table set the first annual victory ball on a course for disaster, which meant Mina was enjoying the event far more than she'd expected to. Not that it wasn't as grand as everyone had said it would be. The restoration of Devonshire House had cost Hartington, and it showed. Candle-studded chandeliers displayed everyone in the great ballroom to their best advantage. Discreet gas lamps highlighted the enormous paintings gracing the room, but their smoke had not yet smudged the silk-papered walls. Human musicians played in the gallery, and their violins did sound sweeter than the mechanical instruments Mina was accustomed to, and much sweeter than the hacking coughs from 40 of the guests, all of them bounders. 200 years ago, when most of Europe was fleeing from the Horde's war machines, some of the English had gone with them. But an ocean passage over the Atlantic hadn't come cheaply, and although the families who'd abandoned England